COVID-19 killed more than 1.2 million Americans, decimating the country's economy and disrupting lives. In one Delaware County town, it pushed a group of strangers closer together than they would ever have imagined. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports on the fifth anniversary of curbside happy hour in the borough of Lansdowne.
Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
It's been 5 years, or 260 consecutive weeks, since neighbors first gathered outside to bond over food and drinks.
Oh, I brought a cocktail. It's called the fifth year.
Yeah, I brought the cake.
And it's a bourbon.
And my husband and I brought pizza.
Lemon juice, chinar.
We brought egg rolls.
Lillet.
Just myself.
And simple syrup with a splash of champagne.
How this party originally started was a happy accident. A silver lining in the wake of tragedy. Silsley resides in the Gladstone Manor neighborhood, which resembles a quaint English village with narrow streets and homes in close proximity. Yet, she barely knew her neighbors.
Who I knew to wave at and say hello, and I knew their names. Somehow I knew their emails. But we never hung out. We weren't friends, so to speak.
And then the pandemic happened. The world shut down. And Silsley, who was then working remotely as the executive director of the Philadelphia Cultural Fund, felt alone. She was blocked off from her friends and family.
I was feeling extremely isolated and scared because it was like 2 weeks into the pandemic and working like a crazy person in isolation, which with I thought were really high stakes. So I just needed to see people.
So she says she did the unthinkable. In the morning of March 23rd, 2020, she sent an email to a handful of strangers, her neighbors.
Hey, Gladstone neighbors. Any interest in a social distancing happy hour Thursday night? I'm mostly working from home and would greatly enjoy seeing your faces, albeit from a distance.
Stephen Michelson answered the call.
We got this email and we said, yeah, let's do it. So we all came out that one day. I think there were five of us, which were the core people. And, the rest is history.
So did Georgia Fullerton and her husband, Peter.
Barbara would sit here, Steve would be across the street, and we'd just like shout at each other, hey. And that was just our sanity because it was COVID and we couldn't do anything. We couldn't go anywhere. So it was our chance to see other people.
Talking to their neighbors, who were just acquaintances at the time, even from each other's respective driveways, was the perfect remedy. And as time went on, vaccines became widely available. The neighbors got closer, literally and figuratively. Instead of sitting across from one another, they were in Silsley's driveway. They became friends.
We take care of each other. When Barbara had hip surgery, the neighbors all got together and they were bringing her meals every night. Same thing when I lost my husband. They were very supportive.
Word traveled about this fun hangout. As time went by, instead of six people, as many as 16 would drop by on a given week. Some dragged their chairs from neighboring streets. Richard Lewis and his wife Kathy had been living in the borough for more than three decades.
You know, we didn't really socialize with anybody until this happened. And this has been the best thing since sliced bread.
If it's cold, Larry Harris from across the street brings his fire pit. If it happens to rain or snow, they just find another day in the week to meet. Kelly Jennings says the happy hour must go on.
It's not always the same people, but yeah. Somebody from this group that's here tonight meets every week.
Yeah.
It's now become a cherished tradition in this little neighborhood. People walk by and wave. Cars honk their horns. Al Federico grew up in South Philadelphia. He says the concept of talking to neighbors is far from new. Philadelphia's stoop culture is well documented. He recalls his childhood summers in South Philly always feeling like a big block party.
So this represents more of a throwback to, you know, when I grew up, where the community was very together and very open.
Silsley envisioned the idea spreading to other blocks in Lansdowne. That did not happen. What did, however, happen was it inspired people to join their group. As the world emerged from lockdown, Silsley thought people would get tired of the get-together and offered to make it an every other week affair. Her neighbors vetoed her suggestion.
I think all of us feel like we're not alone anymore.
Friends. Here's to 5 more years together. Woo-hoo!
May the village live on.
Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.